Marie Whittington has a lot of stories. She's 94 years old.
94 is a lot of years, you know.
Most of these stories have to do with messages. Messages sent, messages received, and one message she's still waiting for. Marie is a World War II veteran. She and her husband Edward were newlyweds when they enlisted together. He was a pilot in the Pacific, and she was a high-speed radio operator in Europe. It's been more than 70 years, but Marie still remembers every letter of International Morse code.
Da-da is A, da-da-da-da is B, da-da-da-da is C, da-da-da is D, dit is E. It was very, very interesting and kind of exciting because it was very important. The messages we were sending were all urgent ones. We had to get it right.
Marie spent most of the war in northern France in a small town called Chantilly. Her husband received a message of sorts, one that they believe saved his life. It happened while he was flying over the Philippines.
He flew into a very dense cloud, and he couldn't see whether he was upside down or what. And he said, God, you fly the plane. And then he heard this voice that said, you have seen me. And out in front of him was this white unicorn. And he led him right out of the cloud. Yeah. Isn't that a story?
She points to a unicorn that she embroidered. It's framed on her living room wall.
So we have a lot of unicorns all over the house.
While Marie was in Europe, she also received a message that changed her life.
And one day I was there in France. I was ironing my uniform. And the thought popped into my head that I should become a Catholic. And I thought, well, that's really weird. Where did that come from? There was no Catholics in my family. But it kept coming back to me.
She was baptized in Germany towards the end of the war.
And I've been a very happy Catholic ever since.
In fact, when I met Marie, she was on her way to church in her golf cart. I climbed into the back seat.
Just don't fall out.
I'll try not to.
Marie is impeccably dressed in a coral pantsuit and gold crucifix. Normally, her cane matches her outfit. She's lived alone on Catalina Island ever since her husband died in 1998. Her son and daughter live nearby. She has lots of friends. She's been on the city council. But her favorite part of the day is going to church.
This is my favorite place in this whole world, right here.
She takes her seat in the third pew on the left. In the middle of the service, Marie bows her head slightly. She closes her eyes and whispers a more private message.
Help me to be a better person.
Later, after church, I asked her about prayer.
When you pray, do you feel closer to your husband?
Yes, I do. I do. I do. I talk to him a lot. I talk to God a lot. I don't get any answers, but I talk to them both. To God, I'm forever talking to him. He must get so tired of me. And I share my day with him, you know, from minute to minute, I'll say. I make comments about what's going on the television. What do you think about that, God?
And Marie Whittington is still waiting for one more message from God.
I don't know. I often wonder, what is it you want from me? And if could you please tell me so I can do it and leave?
After my morning with Marie, I couldn't resist asking if she had a message for me.
Enjoy your life. Laugh a lot. I recommend laughing. It's very, very therapeutic. You should just enjoy every day. Be aware of what's around you, the beauty that we have. That's what I would recommend to you.
On Catalina Island, I'm Netta Freja for KISL.